We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon, for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Welcome into this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by, as always, our friends from Bend, Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend for Beaver Nation, fizzy delicious, made with antioxidants, probiotics, and all organic ingredients. Hum Kombucha. Head football coach Jonathan Smith joins us on the week of the spring game coming up Saturday. Coach, you had a scrimmage last week in Mountainside in Beaverton, an opportunity to get your team out in front of Beaver Nation. I heard the weather wasn't the best possible weather, but still, that was, I'm sure, a valuable experience for your program. Tell us a little bit, some of your thoughts about what you saw and the value in taking the show to Mountainside.
Yeah, we were really pleased with it, you know, getting up there. Yeah, the weather, well, we're going to play in some of that weather anyways, and so it's an awesome opportunity to get out there and try to execute with it. I think it's a good experience for our guys to get in a different environment. You know, you get through spring practice, so many practices at the same setup, and to go into a different environment, have a little crowd in the stands, and adds to the energy. And then again, I think they just continue to feel the love of Beaver Nation being around them, and then being able to spend a little time with them before and after. So it was a really positive experience.
And also important to keep that connection with the Portland base.
Yeah, Portland's a huge part. You know, we got a bunch of Beavers up there. I mean, shoot, some of these guys on this team will graduate here and might end up living in Portland and, mm-hmm. and working. And so we're always tied into that city, and it's a great place.
What about the football part of it itself and plays, playmakers, good things that you saw, encouraging things that you saw?
Yeah, we were, I think we're playing better run defense, and that's shown up throughout the spring, and it showed up on Saturday. You know, I think the line of scrimmage continues to look a lot better defensively, and we've implemented some things. We've gotten bigger and faster and stronger, and so we've been pleased with that. I still think we can be explosive offensively. I think, you know, Josiah Irish had a huge touchdown on a deep ball. B.J. Baylor ripped off a long run. And so the competition part, I think both sides are growing, competing, and then they're helping each side improve because you got to bring your A game if you're going to get anything done in practice.
Yeah, Baylor makes me think of, you know, you're already set, you know, in theory at 1-2, but so much more depth there. You want that across the board. You finding more of that on the defensive front?
Yeah, we are. You know, because we've got a good amount of numbers going through spring ball, and that competition it's created some guys to really push themselves, and some of it's just coming to maturity. We just got some younger guys that continue need to mature and their body develop, which we were pleased with the offseason they had in the weight room, and so the depth is coming. And it's a whole lot better than it was a year ago. And I could speak to almost every position that way. Look at us at the linebacker position. We've got some more depth there. And the receiver, I think we're deeper there and got more guys that can go out there and make plays.
We always hear about offensively knowing the plays, second year in a system, making it so much easier because you can react. That's true of the defense as well, isn't it?
There's just so much detail that goes into really every snap, every play of football. There's just so much detail goes into it. And so, you know, first year implementing the schemes and kind of knowing where to line up, and then now the detail of how to execute and react to what you're seeing. And so both sides of the ball, I think the attention to detail and just the awareness of the details has been so much higher than a year ago.
How have you found the new voice in the room on your staff and Blue Adams working with the secondary?
Yeah, Blue's done great. He really has. He brings some energy to the room. I think he's, schematically, he knew what we would run in, and he's an expert of that, and that's why we felt great about his ability to teach the stuff we're doing. And he's got his group playing at a high level. They're competing, and it's been good for those guys because we do got some receivers that can play. And so having to cover those guys on a daily basis has helped the room.
When you talk about implementing some new schemes with your defensive guys in particular, is part of that just because you can, or because you have gotten a little bigger, faster, stronger in a year or two, you can get some more things going just because of the physical improvements?
Yeah, I think kind of some of both. I think that, you know, we wanted to lay a foundation of what we're doing on both sides of the ball, and we did that, and now you try to build on it. I think also spring's a little bit of time you're experimenting, trying some things, seeing what works, and maybe this could fit to add to the package you got on either side. And so some of all of that is really what spring's been about, and we've been pleased with what we're doing.
Beaver football coach Jonathan Smith joining us on the podcast this week, and all season long brought to you by Visit Corvallis. Experience Beaver game day fun live in Corvallis. Extend your stay and take in all the Willamette Valley has to offer. Visit Corvallis. Come for the game, stay to play. Coach, anybody stand out that maybe surprised you
on Saturday, you think?
Well, overall in spring practice, actually.
Well, yeah, there's been some guys that have definitely improved, raised their level. You know, Josiah Irish has had a really good spring. We knew he was going to be a good player when we recruited him. And then as a true freshman, got out there a little bit, but I think he's taken his game to another level. B.J. Baylor, not just on Saturday at the long run, but I think he's had a really good camp in regards to even special teams protection. And he's getting a lot of turns. That's kind of what I love about spring ball is, like, everyone's getting some reps out here. Yeah. You're not having to stress prepare for a Saturday opponent. You're just focused on the individual player and their improvement. And we've got a bunch of guys that are doing it.
Jimmy Wilson, my broadcast partner on the football games and in baseball as well, and an Oregon State Hall of Famer. I relied on him when I was down in Phoenix, Coach, this past weekend with the Beaver baseball team. He talked about the front seven and the defense in particular, but one guy, he said, again, from the physical standpoint, is different, is Isaac Hodgins. I'm interested to know, you know, what your thoughts are, whether he's an example of kind of what you're talking about an offseason of hard work and kind of changing the body a little bit and being more effective.
Yeah, he has been more effective. I mean, played a ton as a true freshman out there, and then now he got a true off season to go get in the weight room and things. And so the experience, he knows what he's doing. Football means a ton to him. You know, he works so hard at this thing, and he's done some really good things this spring. I look at that whole defensive front. We've added some numbers. Jordan Whitley's having a really good camp, the first one he's been here with us. So, you know, that room in general has improved, and we want to keep on going because we got a ways to go.
Is this a fun time for coaches?
Oh, yeah. You were just mentioning it. It's a great time. Just because, like I'm saying, you know, it's focused on a ball game on Saturday. And so it's all about the individual player, diving into him, helping him improve, giving those guys reps, and then learning from it the next day off of video. And it's just one of my passions of coaching is the scheme part, but the individual player development. And that spring ball is a great opportunity for it.
You say not really, you know, you're not preparing for a game per se, but this Saturday is more of a show, isn't it? I mean, you've got Beaver Nation coming in here for the spring game to wrap up this spring session. So you don't prepare for an opponent in game planning per se like that. But what about this Saturday and the football that you want to let the fans enjoy?
Sure. And I want our guys to enjoy it, you know, kind of wrapping up spring practice, being our 15th chance to go out there. And we want these guys to have fun, have a little bit of a crowd. We will do some competing out there and scrimmaging and give them the opportunity to make some plays in front of a crowd. Because you throw a crowd in there, it changes the dynamic a little bit. And so we're anxious to see kind of who shows up and really show that they have improved from practice 1 to practice 15. So we're looking forward to it and can't wait to see a crowd out there.
Do you have a – what's your strategy as far as dividing the players up?
Still in conversation about it, but we'd like to split our team up a little bit. I think it's more fun, you know, so a part of the offense and defense is with a group and then the others on the other side. And so we're going to make an attempt at doing some of that. But also we're trying to be out there for 2 hours. We will do some work on special teams that we won't live tackle during the special teams part and probably try to recreate some type of two-minute at the same time because, you know, you think about two-minute, the thing shows up almost in every game, whether it's the end of half or end of the game for either side of the ball. So we want to make it fun and competitive and let these guys showcase their improvement that they've had.
Do you practice even during the season, but certainly in the fall camp and then spring ball, a lot of situationals? Just sideline stuff, things that are going to come up in games that don't come up often, but they're going to come up.
Yeah, we spend some time on that. We'll take some of these practices, you can only go in helmets. So there's three only helmet practices in the spring. And so we'll use some of those practices to dive into some of those details of even just substitution or mm-hmm. talking through a scenario that could show up and then trying to execute it, kind of slowing things down. And actually we'll do that this Friday here before the spring game.
Last few things with Jonathan Smith on this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. As always, brought to you by the Heat Pump Store, your local ductless heating and cooling experts, the Heat Pump Store. Join the ductless revolution. We sit and conduct this in the auditorium as part of Valley Football Center. You said there's some fun that goes on in here. Sometimes you meet in this room before almost every practice. The edge, coach, of trying to keep the balance of, hey, we want to have – these guys want to have some fun doing this, but also the serious business that football is. How do you strike the balance?
Yeah, we're always trying to work so they're enjoying it. And I think we get the best out of them when they are truly enjoying their time here. And so, no, it's not just all laughs and giggles, but they need to be laughing, you know, and – you know, with each other, at each other at times. And we create that. And shoot, some of it's just natural. It happens because these guys are enjoying being around each other. But there's a lot of work to be done. And just because it's work and maybe it's hard, that doesn't make it bad. Like, we're still enjoying the task that we've got and developing these guys and these guys working together to you know, achieve some of the goals they've got. And we're enjoying the process.
Got to ask you about the quarterback situation. Otherwise, we're looked at as not doing our job. Yeah. Tristan Jebbia was the guy coming in and all that. But Jake announces that he's going to stay. He slims down. He works out. And word is, he is just playing fantastic.
Yeah, I feel really good about the room on where what it's looked like in the spring. And, yeah, Jake and Tristan get a lot of the attention, which is deserved. I mean, both those guys have done really well. Both of them have their unique setup, obviously with Jake having some experience, getting his sixth year. But is this his first opportunity to kind of return to the same system, same coaching staff, of running the same plays in his second year? And he did an awesome job in the offseason with his body, you know, losing weight. He's moving around way better than I've ever seen him. But at the same time, I think Tristan's helped Jake because of the competition. And Tristan's not backing down to anybody. He's come out here and has played really well in the spring. And he's still kind of learning. Like, where Jake's getting his second year, Tristan's continuing to learn. And you can see his growth from spring practice one to where we're at now. And I'm counting on that continuing through August.
Do you like the format that you chose this year with the couple weeks, then some time off, then closing it out?
Yeah, we really have. I think it's been better for the body. And we've just gotten more time in between practices to digest and learn and watch mm-hmm. the tape and walk through some things. And so I think the kids have enjoyed it, having a little bit of a break in between with spring break and then coming back to work. And I was a little concerned going into it to see when we got back from spring break, what it would look like. But these guys have gone and had great energy out there, and they've been dialed in.
Couple of kind of big picture things in closing, Jonathan. I mentioned being in here at Valley Football Center in the auditorium, But we're going to get to the SPC in a moment, and it's a big thing. But first, this building that we're in and what's ahead, in the announcement in conjunction with the $3.5 million expansion of the P. Wayne Valley Sports Performance Center, but the entrance to the Valley Football Center itself, some nice changes are coming that will just enhance the program even more.
Yeah, we're really excited about it because I think there's just a lot to show off about the history of this program, from players and players that have gone on the NFL or being in the Oregon State Hall of Fame, and bowl teams that have gone on and won some bowl games throughout the history of this place. And we want to just show that off in a first-class manner. And so some of the improvements and the upgrades that are taking place, I think it'll make a difference.
And speaking of upgrades, improvements, it was already a good working room, the Sports Performance Center, but an injection of through generosity of some anonymous donors in Beaver Nation, $3.5 million, the P. Wayne Valley Beaver Sports Performance Center. What about that piece, Coach, and the importance of it, how excited you are about it?
Yeah, it's huge. It really is. I mean, we spend so much time in there. And it's just so important in regards to guys' development. This is a physical game and getting stronger and faster. And it's really not just football. Obviously, other sports are using the same space. But to just have it upgraded into a first-class fashion, and the equipment we're using and the space, and using the space better, upgrading with a fuel station, the access in leading into the practice fields, because sometimes you'll be doing some work on the practice field, come on in and get some stuff done in the weight room. So it's a huge upgrade that we couldn't be more excited about.
And Saturday, before the spring game, you're going to meet with some season ticket holders beforehand in an event in the Toyota Club, because there's some unveiling. And as always, the look, the brand's important. I know you're excited about that, too.
Yeah. It's always, you're always looking to continue to improve, grow, do it better. And so Saturday will be a busy day, be able to chat with the season ticket holders and unveil some new stuff going on. We got a bunch of juniors or underclassmen, high school kids coming through to be walking these halls and then checking out the game. We're going to have a parent meeting with the current roster. All the parents welcome back, and then we're going to have a little luncheon with them after. And so, it's a full day, but it's a bunch of fun in a lot of areas.
Who did we talk to last week? It was Anjay, who has number 9.
Now, Hamaka has 9 and Anjay 40.
He was telling us about, you had to get your okay with that, and you said, well, wear it proud.
Yeah, and we're still watching that. If you're gonna wear number 9 out here, you better be making some plays. And so me and Ham got that agreement, and he might have to change if he ain't making plays halfway through the season.
He's not throwing the ball.
Niner, it's Jonathan Smith, great to have you with us. Thanks for taking time for us this week. Have some fun on Saturday, and look forward to seeing you there.
Always appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, another fun week. Oregon State College of Business bringing you this Beaver podcast. Being a Beaver has its perks. Oregon State University graduates already qualified for a scholarship towards earning an MBA. The Beaver for Life Scholarship is designed specifically for alumni interested in boosting their career trajectory. Visit mba.oregonstate.edu/Beaver today.
Thank you, Doc. We'll do this again next week, another Beaver sports podcast. Thanks for joining us. So long, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon, for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.